Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Dead in the Family by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Johanna Parker.
March, the first week. I feel bad that I'm leaving you like this, Amelia said. Her eyes were puffy and red. They'd been that way, off and on, ever since Trey Dawson's funeral. You have to do what you have to do, I said, giving her a very bright smile. I could read the guilt and shame and ever-present grief roiling around Amelia's mind in a ball of darkness. I'm lots better, I reassured her. I could hear myself babbling cheerfully along, but I couldn't seem to stop. I'm walking okay, and the holes are all filled in. See how much better? I pulled down my jeans waistband to show her a spot that had been bitten out. The teeth marks were hardly perceptible, though the skin wasn't quite smooth and was visibly paler than the surrounding flesh. If I hadn't had a huge dose of vampire blood, the scar would have looked like a shark had bitten me. Amelia glanced down and hastily away, as if she couldn't bear to see the evidence of the attack. It's just that Octavia keeps emailing me and telling me I need to come home and accept my judgment from the Witch's Council, or what's left of it, she said in a rush. And I need to check all the repairs to my house, and since there are a few tourists again and people returning and rebuilding, the magic store's reopened. I can work there part-time. Plus, as much as I love you and I love living here, since Trey died, believe me, I understand. We'd gone over this a few times. It's not that I blame you, Amelia said, trying.